first in the nation to offer a Medicaid-like program for older illegal aliens last year and used this year's budget to expand the program. California followed suit, including coverage for those 50 and over in the newest state budget, and Oregon's governor signed a plan expanding coverage to all low-income illegals in the adult category. Two companies seeking to build thousands of miles of pipeline across the Midwest. They would stretch from North Dakota to Illinois, potentially transforming the Corn Belt into one of the world's largest corridors for a technology called carbon capture and storage. SRN News.
Do you know that Big Lou can vaccinate your entire estate from the virus known as Uncle Sam? That's right. Big Lou and Term Provider have the only single-dose solution in town, a $1 million term life insurance policy. Yep, a $1 million term life insurance policy with no side effects. One call to Big Lou can lead to an entire estate vaccination that'll provide 100% guaranteed protection against estate taxes and debt, even if you are a bit porky or have a splash of sugar diabetes. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month, $1 million for less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou at Term Provider to get the service and price you deserve with zero side effects. Call 800-555-2085 right now. 800-555-2085. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-2085 or visit BigLou.com. Big Lou doesn't give tax advice.
The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get a great price and unbelievable offer on your trade. Have you gotten your stimulus check? Use it to make a down payment so you'll have even lower payments on the like-new pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Larry has all makes and models on their lot. If you have an extra vehicle, bring it by and get an instant cash offer. Put that money toward your down payment and get your monthly payment even lower. And please give them a call at 285-9300 or stop in if you're shopping for a new Chevrolet. Inventories are low, but we have a good selection on the way. So come in and see if what you're looking for is on the way to the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. The used car blowout continues. And you can save a whole lot of dough. For over 40 years, they've been letting their customers do the talking. As always, shop them 24 hours a day at LarryPuckett.com.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. Y'all, we're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River cooking up fresh seafood, having a big time. We got an RV park down here. You can come and join us. You can come down here and rent you a pontoon boat or bring your own boat. It's a busy place. Let's talk about busy times right now. We're going to jump to Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. This week, we're going to bring you some rockin' Chicago blues. That's right. Young lady named Joanna Connor will be here. Joanna's first time here, but she's a longtime blues player. Virtuoso guitar player, singer, songwriter. We're excited to have her down here. We're going to rock the house. Y'all can check it all out at CapsuleOysterBar.com or Facebook. There you'll find a menu and you see all the information you need to know. We got a fryer, a steamer, a grill, and we get special stuff too. We get different fish out of Destin down here. We might have some swordfish, grouper, snapper. No telling what we might have. Amberjack all the time. So we got something good for you to eat, y'all. Come on down here soon. We're going to have a good time and looking for you Sunday afternoon. Let's rock the house.
Hot fun in the summertime. Well, Woodham Southside Firestone wants you and your family to have hot fun in the summertime. But listen, you know what happens. If you ignore maintenance, just regular maintenance, or if something's wrong under the hood of your car, you need to head to Woodham Southside Firestone. Over 40 years they've been taking care of my car. They are the absolute best ASC certified technicians, and I promise you they're not satisfied unless you are satisfied. They're open Monday through Friday. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. Firestone tires, all kinds of tires. They can get your vehicle equipped and ready to go for the summertime driving. That's the last thing you want. You know, the car breaks down. Now mama's looking at you. And if mama ain't happy, you know the kids ain't happy. And it's going to be a long trip. Prepare, Go by Woodham Southside Firestone today. Let them check it out. Woodham Southside Firestone, open Monday through Friday, located a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC, equal opportunity lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to be locked in a very sauna-like weather situation for the next several days. Your chances of encountering one of those evening storms, not very good. Low temperature tonight, a very steamy 74. Then for tomorrow, another very hot day with a high temperature up to around 94. Heat index 100 to 105 easy. There'll be some widely scattered random hit-or-miss type storms around, but the chances of seeing one are relatively small. The big heat continues on Monday and Tuesday with heat indices near the 105 danger range and not many storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Ben Stein wrote a great article this past week. Goodbye, America. We no longer have a constitution. July 2021, a month that will live in infamy. If there is such thing as history in the Biden, Orwell, Soros, Omni dictatorship, July 2021 will mark the month that the Constitution, the greatest work ever thrown off by the hand and mind of God, as Gladstone put it, was thrown into the Ministry of Truth memory hole. It was put into the history erase hole as well, a bottomless pit. And this month, well, actually starting with the month before, that the superpowers of the tech world, Google, YouTube, Amazon, Twitter, Facebook, and Yahoo, admitted to working with the Biden NKVD administration to suppress free speech. For months now, we've known that the tech powers were watching us and suppressing any dissident speech against the current administration. I've seen it up close and personal. But what was argued was that the First Amendment to the Constitution protected us only against Congress and the executive branch suppressing free speech. It did not protect us from private enterprises, even very large private enterprises like Amazon or Google or Facebook, keeping tabs on citizens and shutting them out of the Internet sphere if they express views contradicting the views and policies of the Biden-Harris Big Tech Party. True, there was one big case involving a large steel company suppressing free speech by its workers, and the Supreme Court ruled that such a big company suppressing free speech on its company properties was indeed a violation of the First Amendment. But that was a very rare case indeed. Now, in the year 2021, the Iron Curtain has come down hard, with big tech, internet, and the White House now admittedly colluding to identify and suppress dissidents, even completely nonviolent dissidents. Folks, we no longer have a constitution. There's just one big corporate government superstate running everything. Goodbye, America. The GOP with 50 senators does nothing. The state legislatures, by far a majority GOP, and the spineless Supreme Court, they do nothing. So goodbye to the greatest experiment in the history of the world. When the Constitutional Congress ended in the late 18th century, as Ben Franklin was walking out, an onlooker said, "What do we have, sir? A republic or do we have a monarchy?" Franklin answered, "A republic, if you can keep it." God help us. And I hate to tell you this, but Ben Stein is absolutely correct. I found this is a very interesting article. I think you're going to find it interesting too. 25 years ago, noted astrophysicist and television host Carl, billions and billions of years ago, Sagan, wrote some very prophetic words in one of his 20 books. Now, this book was released just 10 months before he succumbed to cancer. It's entitled The Demon-Haunted World. This book seemed to give readers a peek into the year 2021. Listen to this, and I quote from Carl, "I have a foreboding of the America in my children or my grandchildren's time. when the United States is a service and information economy, when nearly all the manufacturing facilities have slipped away to other countries, when awesome technological powers are in the hands of the very few and no one representing the public issues can even grasp the issues, when the people have lost the ability to set their own agendas or knowingly question those in authority, when clutching our crystals or nervously consulting our horoscopes, our critical faculties in decline, unable to distinguish between what feels good and what is true, we slide, almost without noticing, back into superstition and darkness. The dumbing down of America is most evident in the slow decay of substantive quantity in the, content in the enormously influential media. The 30-second sound bites, now down to 10 seconds or less, the lowest common denominator programming, sedulous presentations or pseudoscience and superstition, but especially a kind of celebration of ignorance. And I would say Carl nailed it. He nailed it. I'll tell you something else that throws a red flag up to me is how people like him and, the comedian that Greg plays his clips when I come on Thursdays, whose name I'm drawing a blank. Why did all these people die of cancer? It makes you wonder, did they know too much? Is that why they all died of cancer? I don't know. You just really got to wonder, though. This is a good article because it seems to speak to the things that I've been trying to tell you. The COVID scare has alerted millions to the fact that the world is controlled by a small cabal of Satanist central bankers who wish to enslave us. Most everyone who is, 84 air quotes, successful, serves their demented agenda. This article from 2005 provides background for people new to our ugly political reality. There's a Far Side cartoon. It shows a slave rowing in a Viking ship. And one of the slaves puts his hand up to the whip master and says, "Yoo-hoo, I think I'm getting a blister." Like this man, most people cling to the belief that our leaders represent our interests. "Yoo-hoo, Mr. Bush, you lied about Iraq having weapons of mass destruction." At an elite gathering, Bush peered under his lectern and quipped, "Where are those darn weapons of mass destruction anyway?" You see, a tiny cabal of international bankers chooses our, quote, leaders. This clique, which subtly controls every significant facet of our society, is gradually establishing an Orwellian global police state. Much of the ruling class has been duped to think they're building a better world. You might be living in one of America's death zones and not have a clue about it. What if that were you? What would you do? Well, in the next few minutes, I'm going to show you the U.S. nuclear target map. You'll find out if you're living in one of our death zones. Unbelievable. Carol Quigley was a trusted insider who had access to private archives. Actually, I have a couple of his books. He felt the plot, which he supported, was too important to be kept hidden. However, shortly after publication, the book was taken off the market. It's an excellent book, and he talks about the hidden conspiracy. He talks about how this is exactly the plan all along, was to take us down this road to a one-world control structure where Satan is the religion. The religion is worship of Satan, the elevation of his throne above that of the Most High God, which we know is not going to happen. That's what they're trying to do. For us to ignore this is insanity, folks. We need to understand what's going on. When the Federal Reserve Act got passed, in my opinion, illegally, that really was the death knell to this republic. They'd already done two central banks, which the Founding Fathers had gotten rid of post-haste. But the Federal Reserve Act, which puts international bankers, you remember the guys Jesus ran out of the temple when he fashioned a cord and ran them out of his father's temple? Think same guys, just a few centuries later. The international bankers control our money. They print it with just the buttons on a keyboard. That's where our money comes from. They sell it to us at interest. That's a hell of a gig. I wish I could get that. Oh, all right, 3-minute break. I'm sorry, I'll try to get my wits about me. I just get so frustrated with what's going on, and I can't seem to get anybody to understand it. I'll be back.
Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money.
Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Drinking coffee straight from the pot. Power move. Wearing a bathrobe to work. Power move. Switching to super fast, extra reliable internet from WOW. Power move. Switch and save with WOW Internet for just $19.99 a month. It's switching season, so make a move with our best deal of the year. Get the speed you need starting with Internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Have you ever left your doctor's office really sick with your head hurting and your stomach hurting and gone to one of those chain pharmacy stores to be told that it's going to be a couple of hours before they can have your prescription ready and then suggest that you grab a buggy and shop? Grab a buggy and shop? Really? Who feels like shopping when you're sick? It seems to me like they're more interested in selling the overpriced stuff in the store than taking care of their pharmacy customers. Wouldn't you like to find a pharmacy that cares about you?
Folks, I know this sounds silly, but it happens all the time. This is James Jones with Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Greenville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and now in Phenix City. We're dedicated to the idea that quality pharmacy care means prompt prescriptions and the personal care and attention you deserve. We will normally have your prescription filled in 14 minutes or less. At our local hometown pharmacies, we like to think of ourselves as part of your health care team and not just a pill store. We are local folks and proud to serve the local areas. Come see us.
Hey, we've all spent a lot of time at home lately, but it's time to get out. Zaza, Sirius Italian, is open for dine-in. Everything is sanitized, the tables have been spread out, and the alfresco dining has been expanded. It's time to get back to your favorite Italian restaurant, Zaza, in the alley downtown. You can still get either of Zaza's two famous family meals or anything on the menu for takeout. Brunch begins at 11 on Sundays with bottomless mimosas. Open for dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 495-7292 for reservations or takeout. Zaza, Sirius Italian.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. We're trying to take care of business here, trying to wake you up to what's really going on. Carol Quigley, the ultimate insider, wrote a book called Tragedy and Hope. I have the book. In that book, he confirms that a network of banking dynasties have acquired a chokehold on the affairs of practically the entire human race. According to Professor Quigley, they include the Baring, Lazard, Erlinger, Warburg, that should throw a huge red flag up, Schroeder, Seligman, the Spires, Mirabald, Mallet, and above all, Rothschilds and the Morgans. These are the families. Quigley confirms that starting with the Bank of England in 1694, these dynasties organized themselves in a system of central banks that charged their respective nations billions of dollars in interest for the privilege of using currency backed by the nation's own credit. In other words, they've carried off a swindle of monstrous proportions. Quigley quotes William Gladstone, who as Chancellor of the Exchequer said in 1852, "The government itself was not to be a substantive power in matters of finance, but was to leave the money power supreme and unquestioned." The power of the Bank of England was admittedly the most qualified by most qualified observers in January 1924, Reginald McKenna, as chairman of the board of the Midland Bank, told its stockholders, "I'm afraid the ordinary citizen would not like to be told that the banks can and do create money. And they who control the credit of a nation directly control the policy of the governments, and they are in hold of the hollow of their hands and the destiny of their people." This is why the founding fathers got rid of the first two central banks, Banks of America. Able to create money out of nothing, they naturally grabbed as much of the world's real wealth as they could. Quigley writes about the formation of their American cartels. The period, 1884 to 1933, was the period of financial capitalism in which investment bankers moved into commercial banking and insurance on the one side and into railroading and heavy industry on the other. Thus, they were able to mobilize enormous wealth and wield enormous economic, political, and social power. Indeed, their representatives, the Eastern Establishment, which is i.e. the Morgans, now the Rockefellers, actually run the United States of America. The principal mechanism is the Council on Foreign Relations. Despite what any other host on this or any network has told you, it's not just a club. It is that's where the controllers are. According to Quigley, the ultimate goal is nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. This system was to be controlled by the central banks acting in concert. Quigley also confirms that the bankers have usurped mankind's collective instincts by financing the socialist and communist movements. Bankers love big government because the ultimate monopoly is the state. Through it, they take over the competition and they control debt, resources, market demand, and even labor. Speaking of the communist takeover of the U.S. government in the 30s and 40s, Quigley writes, "It must be understood that the power that these energetic left-wingers exercise was never their own power of communist power, but it was ultimately the power of the international financial cabal." In other words, millions of idealists committed to human brotherhood were equally duped into advancing a totalitarian scheme to concentrate the world's wealth and power into the hands of the elite, or the super rich. More opportunistic leftists, communists, feminists, and globalists prosper while piously pretending to serve humanity. The money power controls the debate and encourages gridlock by backing all shades of the political spectrum and marginalizing anyone who shines the spotlight on them. Ever wonder why the word Rothschild has never crossed Noam Chomsky's lips, or why the John Birch Society debunks the obvious fact that 9/11 was an inside job? The media is controlled through direct ownership and advertising. I've told you that. Like six families own the media, like 90% of it. Quigley writes, "To Morgan and all political parties, they were simply organizations to be used, and the firm always was careful to keep a foot in all of the camps. Morgan himself, Dwight Morrow, and other partners were allied with the Republicans. Russell Leffingwell was allied with the Democrats. Grayson Murphy was allied with the extreme right. Thomas Lamont was allied with the extreme left. The Lamont family were sponsors and financial angels to almost a score of extreme left organizations, including the Communist Party itself." Basically, they've been playing a game, folks, and a small cabal of people who aren't even citizens control this country through the finances. Actually, they control every nation through the finances because money is power and power is control. I've been saying it for 7 years. Money's power, power's control. This goes a long way to explaining globalization and the push to a one-world government. It explains the assault on race, religion, nation, and family. The bankers want an homogenous, defranchised, neutered world that offers no basis of resistance. It explains why, in a time of supposed security danger, the southern border of the U.S. is practically porous, because the bankers want to undermine America's European character, which it perceives as a threat. It explains the carte blanche Israel receives, the war on Iraq, the fact that there is no opposition to the war in the mainstream parties or the press. This war desecrates a cradle of civilization and assails Islam. It is also an opportunity to create more debt and enrich the bankers and their corporate allies. It explains 9/11, the Patriot Act, and the phony war on terror. It explains the depraved mass media and the stupefying education system. I could go on and on, but you get the picture. We are krill at the mercy of a gigantic whale. At the very least, let's not waste energy thinking we live in a free and open society. Our democracy is a ruse. Ostensibly, it expresses the aspirations of the people, but in reality, it masks the insidious anti-human agenda of the central bankers. Wow. So, so true. This is unreal, folks, but he's right. He's absolutely correct. And as I said, the founding fathers, there were two central banks before the Federal Reserve, and they realized what they were and they stopped them. But that doesn't seem to be what's going to be happening here. Doesn't seem to be that way at all, does it? No, it doesn't. There was one other thing I wanted to get in before this break, if I can find it quick enough. Yeah, here we go. I mentioned Mike Adams, right? Well, fortunately for you, my audience, I am not an I told you so person. If I were, we would be spending most of our time together listening to me gloat about how right I always am, but I'm not going to do that. But there are times, rare times, when I feel the need to shout the verification of something I've been telling you, and it's always something of the utmost importance because I was one of the very few who got this. I'm talking about nanotechnology. If you recall, I've been telling you that the military sector has been way ahead of the private sector in terms of nano. And, of course, this is all by design. If you plan on using your military to enforce your control, then it pays to have all the edge you can. This is how the powers that shouldn't be see things. They control the patent office, so anything that comes through that has potential, military potential, anything that can be weaponized, that is, it's then declared off limits to the public, and it's whisked away to be perfected and adapted for use as a weapon that will ultimately be turned against us. Tesla recognized that concept, which is why, so they say, he never patented his particle beam ray weapon that he designed back in the 20s, because he knew that the military, either ours or theirs, let's be honest to ourselves here, does it really matter anymore? He realized that they would get this technology and they would construct a weapon of unimaginable power, which would take us to the brink of total destruction. And yet, here we stand some 80-plus years later with our constitutional republic on the brink of total destruction. But unlike through Tesla's nightmare, this time it is the tiniest, not the biggest weapon that's doing the damage. Nanotechnology. It's considered the perfect weapon because it cannot be seen with the naked eye. Most people are clueless about quantum dots and buckyballs, much less self-assembling nanobots. Because this is all like out of a science fiction, like out of the heyday of the 50s. See, nanotech is suddenly on the forefront of the destruction of God's, and that's all caps, greatest creation, mankind. This is how Mike Adams puts it. Scientific paper documents self-assembled magnetic nanosystems for cybernetic biocircuitry. The average person living today has little idea how far the development of self-assembling nanotech biocircuits has progressed. So-called fact-checkers, professional propagandists and liars, deliberately mislead people into thinking there's no such thing as a self-assembling graphene-based biocircuitry system that could be feasibly injected into people and called a vaccine. But the published scientific literature lays out a comprehensive, well-documented body of research that shows this technology is quite real and has even been tested in biological systems for at least 2 decades. You see, a self-assembling system means that a person is injected with instructions that set into motion a process where a structure is assembled inside their body using resources they find in the blood, like iron and oxygen atoms. In effect, nanotech self-assembly means that a microchip doesn't need to be injected into anyone, since the circuitry can be assembled in vivo after injection. As I've been telling you folks for 7 years, an RFID chip is like an 8-track tape. That's how old it is. That's how old-fashioned it is. We don't need that crap. Today, I'll reveal some of the published scientific papers that describe at least 2 decades of self-assembly nanotech, nanowires, all this stuff, the research into building human interface cybernetic systems. These can be used for neurological control, commanded by external electromagnetic broadcast. Folks, the Borgification of humanity has begun. My big question is, what about free will? When they aerosol this technology, and they've admitted that they do so, all you got to do, and I'm bringing it up again, is read the NASA war document on stopthecrime.net. They've already told us that they're sending this stuff out in the aerosols. You breathe it in, it hits the olfactory, gets inside of you, carries out its pre-programmed biological missions without you even knowing it's there. Where's our free will in this? And by the way, it is my considered opinion that those of us with super rock star like immune systems, we're the ones who are called the Morgellons victims. Because we're the ones whose bodies have recognized these invaders and recognized they have no business being there, so our immune system tries to kick them out. But the thing is, this nanotech is synthetic. It's not natural. It's not something our bodies are used to dealing with as a threat. So as they try to eject this crap out, that's when we get the weird hexagon-shaped stuff, the weird fibers. This is why we have all the weird stuff coming out of our bodies. With that, I got to hit a big break. I'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Here we are, back in storm season in central Alabama again. We rely on our electricity for basic needs in our home. Refrigeration, air conditioning, communication, and if you have a medical condition that requires equipment, your life could depend on the power staying on. When power outages strike, a whole house generator could save you money and stress. Talk to Headley Plumbing today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com. A generator is a solid investment in your home, and Headley Plumbing can help. 285-3667 or HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories for the 2021 season. Come bake them at Riverwalk Stadium with fun for all ages. Join us for our Day of the Week promotions, including WOW Military Wednesday, Thirsty Thursdays, At Home Ladies Night Fridays, and Max Fireworks each Saturday night. Don't forget each Sunday is dedicated to the two- and four-legged kids in your life with Bark in the Park and our Little Crumbs presented by Go Fish Alabama. For ticket information and to stay up to date on all things Biscuits, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to be locked in a very sauna-like weather situation for the next several days. Your chances of encountering one of those evening storms, not very good. Low temperature tonight, a very steamy 74. Then for tomorrow, another very hot day with a high temperature up to around 94. Heat index 100 to 105 easy. There'll be some widely scattered random hit-or-miss type storms around, but the chances of seeing one are relatively small. The big heat continues on Monday and Tuesday with heat indices near the 105 danger range and not many storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We'll be right back.
the walls came down. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. You're listening to News Talk 93.1 WACV, Blue Water Broadcasting. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing this show to exist. On Thursday, the tapioca bowl of pudding pretending to be president signed yet another executive order, this time declaring a national emergency over the threat from Russia as his administration slapped new sanctions on the country, according to Fox News. The U.S. Department of State says it's expelling 10 officials from Russia's bilateral mission. Today, we announced actions to hold the Russian government to account for the SolarWinds intrusion, reports of bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan, and attempts to interfere in the 2020 elections, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said in a statement. Now, we know the tapioca bowl of pudding loves to sign those executive orders, and this time he might have picked a fight that he's totally unprepared for. The United States literally just months ago had an understanding with Russia and Putin, and then comes along the bumbling tapioca bowl of pudding. Next thing you know, Russia's the next big threat. Not China. Don't look over here. Don't look at China. No. That's where the bioweapon they call COVID certificate of vaccination identification came from. Don't look at them. That's where my son Hunter got all his money from, and his drug and his prostitutes and his children that he molested. Don't look over there. Look over here at Russia. Russia, that's yeah, over there. That's the big enemy. Yeah, right. He may get us into a war, folks. The White House also released a letter to Congress stating that the president has issued an executive order declaring a national emergency with respect to the unusual and extraordinary threat to national security, foreign policy, and economy of the United States posed by specified harmful foreign activities of the government of the Russian Federation. It was just a few days ago that Russia warned the U.S. to stay away from the Black Sea for our own good. This is going to get interesting. He may get us into a war, and I got to tell you, what are some of these newer soldiers going to do? Throw their high heels at these Russians? Or pitch hissy fits? I mean, come on, guys. And I got to be honest, if I was one of our enemies, I would be licking my chops right now. They've already purged most of the good commanders to get commanders in there, loyal to the Luciferian psychopaths now in charge. We really don't have, we have great soldiers, but they're trying to dilute the soldiers down with all the LG, whatever, the crap they're putting in there. This is not good. This is not good at all. I don't think we've ever been as unprepared for war as we are right now. Believe me, they know this. I don't think Russia had anything to do with the SolarWinds cyber attack. I don't think they hacked anyone, to be honest with you. Speaking of hacking, I can tell you this on pretty good authority. When we lose power here soon, we're going to be told it was a Russian hack. It wasn't a Russian hack. They're bringing it down on purpose. So I hope that you're prepared. This is why I keep telling you to get prepared, because we don't know what's going to happen. I have heard from so many different sources that we're going to have no power for months at a time. This may also be a point of invasion. I don't know. But I'm begging you to get prepared. Get a plan up with your kids. Most particularly, please, please, please get a relationship with our Creator. It is so important. You have to do this, folks. I mentioned the warnings that I get about. Let me read you. This is one that I get from a Christian prophetic group, or actually a group of prophets out there, and I'm kind of in the ring. I'm not a prophet, believe me, but they love to send me stuff. Listen to this. Dear saints, we are hearing that the 10 days of darkness planned by the white hats are upon us. If so, there's going to be an interruption of electricity, which will bring down your water, power, gasoline, diesel pumps, gas, natural gas, internet, and you should act accordingly and quickly. We are told that the trucking and airlines are to cease. Airlines are already going down. The trucking interruption means food will quickly begin to disappear from store shelves. During this time, they are starting up the new Starlink satellites and taking out DS satellites along with mainstream media. They're going to bring us up a new internet that is much safer and much faster. They're going to bring down nuclear power plants and bring online free energy. Since all of these things are connected, they will try to do it all together. How long this will actually string out, we don't know. Trump is coming back, and the GCR will happen along with NASRA, GAZRA, and blockchain voting on our phones and computers for the rulers of the new republic. The dominoes are falling. The states where the votes are contested are falling to Trump. The military will remove fake tapioca bowl of pudding. I'm not even going to dignify him by calling his name. Trump will quickly bring the economy back with the money the DS deep state stole from the people over many years that was collected via executive order. Most importantly, be in prayer and listen to the Lord, your servant David. Now, I don't know about all that. I believe about the darkness. I think that's coming. I don't know about Gezer and Ezra and all that stuff. You know, Postman was really into that, but I don't know. I wish I believed it, but I just don't. I can't help it. Okay. I'm sorry that this show is such a downer, but you have to understand this stuff. It is so important that you grasp what they're doing. This is from one of my favorite authors, Makia Freeman. It's about geoengineering, GMOs, EMFs, and 5G. Aluminum, fluoride, glyphosate, along with electromagnetic frequencies, this is a deliberate concoction to shut us down. They act together to shut down your pineal gland. Now, is this just a coincidence? Of course not. Or a deliberate concoction? You better believe it is. Of the four separate elements which work synergistically together to shut down your pineal gland, it appears, unless you subscribe to wild coincidences, Dr. Killengard is a renowned natural doctor with decades of experience in nutrition, health, and related topics. He has revealed the poison in the air, the poison in the water, and the poison they put in our food combined to produce a sharp and damaging effect on the pineal gland that's in the center of our brain. Now, a lot of people don't understand what the pineal gland is. It's called the third eye. It's basically an eye without the actual eye, physical eye there. A lot of people believe it is our connection to the Holy Spirit. That may be right. I can't tell you yes or no, but it has something to do with it, which is why one of the reasons they've been fluoridating the water for so long, because it calcifies. It puts a layer of crap around our pineal gland, and it prevents us from hearing that inner voice telling us the right thing to do, if that makes sense. Or Descartes called it the seat of the soul. It is a receiver for higher fields of energy. And it's the gland that controls our immune and our endocrine systems. How about that? Why are the four elements of this concoction so widespread? Is there an evil genius force that understood how this mechanism worked? And okay, here we go. Of course there is. His name is Satan, formerly known as Lucifer. He was around when we were created. He knows all this stuff. He knows how we work. He knows that our subconscious can pick up things even though we don't knowingly hear it. Our subconscious picks it up, our brain deciphers it, and it's stored in our heads. He knows that. He was around when God created us, and that's all caps. He knows all this stuff. So of course he knows what it is. He knows how to mess with it. Now, I believe, and so does the author, that these four elements were deliberately introduced en masse into society because they knew the eventual effect it would have on our brains. The poison in the air is aluminum from chemtrails or geoengineering. It's also present in many products like deodorant, food packaging, and of course, vaccines, where it acts as an adjuvant to spike the body's immune response. This study specifically asked the question, aluminum vaccine adjuvants, are they safe? And they found they are not. Other studies have implicated aluminum in the development of impaired cognitive function, neurotoxicity, of course, Alzheimer's and autism. Those last two, Alzheimer's and autism, are exponentially off the charts in increase in the last two decades. It's like 60,000 times higher. Why do you think that is? Because of the crap, as the author says, the crap they're putting in the food, the water, the aerosols, the stuff floating from the sky. You know, I've got a wicked laser, which you can, this laser, I can put the green point on the moon with this thing. Most powerful legal laser you can buy. If I go out on a day after heavy trailing and I shine it straight up in the sky, oh man, the stuff that bounces through it, this stuff is floating down from the aerosols. It's getting on us, it's getting in us, it's covering everything. Aluminum, barium, strontium. Those are the three they always find when they do tests. Just think about that. And of course, I got to hit another break. This is a short one, so I will be back in three agonizingly long minutes.
Well, What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Ready to get out and have a great time with friends, old and new? Rick and Moe's is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. Let me finish this Makia Freeman article. The poison in the water is fluoride. Fluoride is a real linchpin of destruction and also present in pesticides, antibiotics, tea, dental products, rat poison, and much more. It's a waste product of aluminum. It's a halogen disruptor binding to receptor sites in the body that need iodine. Fluoride has been implicated in arthritis, diabetes, endocrine disruption, gastrointestinal effects, hypersensitivity, kidney disease, male fertility, skeletal fluorosis, thyroid disease, damage to bone structure in the brain, and the two leading causes of death in the USA, cardiovascular disease and the Big C, cancer. The poison they put in the food is glyphosate, found in many pesticides such as Bayer/Monsanto's Roundup, sprayed literally on GMO crops, liberally, rather. I highlighted how horribly widespread glyphosate has become, showing up in blood, urine, and breast milk, even in those people who eat 100% organic food. It's the most destructive chemical in our environment. It interferes with the shikimate pathway, a metabolic function in plants which allows them to create essential amino acids or proteins. Glyphosate depletes micronutrients such as calcium, zinc, magnesium, sulfur, cobalt, which just to name a few, which are essential for health in plant and animal organisms. It kills the healthy bacteria in our microbiome in our gut, which are responsible for our health, immunity, and our second brain. Specifically, glyphosate mimics one of the 22 amino acids, glycine. Pretending to be glycine, glyphosate misfolds proteins, causes them to behave unnaturally, and leads to severely negative effects. Sounds to me like it's been designed to do that, doesn't it? And I would submit to you that's exactly what's happened. Now, so far, all of this has been bad, but here's the kicker. The effects of these three material elements are exacerbated when EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, are introduced, specifically Wi-Fi, around the 2 to 5 gigahertz range. The EMF actually opens up something in our brain, allowing the concoction to cross over the blood-brain barrier and deactivate the pineal gland. So what Satan is doing here is he's switching off our communication system with God. He's trying to. So our Holy Spirit can't warn us. Now, is this just a cascade of stupid mistakes, or is this a deliberate concoction? Is it a coincidence, random chance? Are these even human mistakes, or is this a non-human diabolical mindset that's orchestrated all of this? Rudolf Steiner, the Austrian mystic, the founder of the Waldorf schools and biodynamic farming and a kind of alternative medicine, predicted that there will be a movement driven by big compactions to take the soul away from people, to disconnect people from the higher world. And in order to do that, they have to destroy the pineal gland in people. Now, Makia Freeman says, I have followed the research on that, and amazingly, the pineal gland is the most sensitive part of our central nervous system and is highly sensitive to four things: aluminum, glyphosate, fluoride, and Wi-Fi. And we Americans, we're the only country in the world that has pushed these four things in the last 60 years or so on everyone who grows up here. People have severely calcified pineal glands. I show the anatomy in some of my courses. It's very clear that the pineal gland is a receiver for higher fields of energy. It takes and translates them into thought and into controlling of our immune system, our endocrine system. And so it is astounding that the telecommunications industry has selected the frequencies out of the huge spectrums of frequencies that are absolutely destructive to our cells. So they had all these to pick from, but they chose the two that are the most destructive to our pineal gland. They couldn't have chosen a worse frequency than 2.4 gigahertz. So is that just some weird mistake? No, folks, this was designed this way. This is being done on purpose. Do you understand that? They want to kill us. They have declared war on us. The fact that such a lethal combination, perfect storm, aluminum, glyphosate, fluoride, Wi-Fi, exists around us in easily combinable forms is already disconcerting enough. But is it just a coincidence that these four elements all came together, or is it a deliberate concoction? And if it is a deliberate concoction, what kind of evil genius or dark force figured this stuff out and made it happen? Let's listen to Kierkegaard again. There must have been an ultra-intelligent group of scientists who have designed this protocol to fluoridate the drinking water, to put nanonized aluminum in the air, to put glyphosate in the food, and then activate it, spark it with the right frequency. It took me 20 years to figure out the perfect storm that it has created. And it's either a coincidence, which is impossible, that enough dumb people made the wrong choices along the years, or it's orchestrated by a very intelligent group of destructive minds. Or, what I also believe is very possible, that there is some higher field of consciousness that can be both tuned into the light-affirming action, and can be absolutely destructive. The phenomena Adolf Hitler and others, the people that come under the influence of something absolutely dark and destructive, and I do believe it's possible that enough scientists and politicians have come under the influence of those higher fields and are acting according to it, actually not knowing on a human level what they're doing or how they're doing it. He then goes on to state that 5G is a good example of politicians acting under the influence of a destructive force without realizing what they're doing. 5G is bad enough in routers and telephone masts on the ground, but beaming it from above down on to plants and animals and the people below is smothering all of us with a specific toxic EM frequency. By the way, that frequency reduces the available oxygen, among many other things. So is there no escape? What dark force is propelling such insanity? Kierkegaard has three answers. But his last theory, that people are acting under the spell of a dark destructive force and not even knowing how or why, is a perfect and chilling description of precisely the way the New World Order operates. It's demonic possession. If one researches the worldwide conspiracy long enough, and takes deep journeys deep enough down in the rabbit hole, like I have, one begins to realize that there are few coincidences and that things are far better explained by conspiracy, not coincidence. Coincidence is often the lazy man's excuse to explain the inexplicable. Interesting how the term conspiracy theorist was weaponized, but yet, in a sane world, being described as a coincidence theorist would truly be more of an insult because it would show ignorance and intellectual laziness. I would suggest, as hard as it may be to accept for some, that this deliberate concoction is not the result of coincidence, a series of random dumb choices, or merely just a group of evil genius scientists. I see it as a telltale sign of the influence of dark, non-human forces that sit atop the New World Order pyramid, hijack the minds of those it serves, who dutifully and often unknowingly do its bidding. For more about the nature of this non-human force, I'm not going to push his book. I totally agree. This is why I call them Luciferian psychopaths, because their God, and that's a little g, is Satan. You know, the Bible tells us this is a war in higher places, a spiritual war. And it is. But the dark forces have taken control of many human resources and are using them to further their agenda. It's absolutely true. Absolutely true. Glyphosate, you know, I thought we had it under control because it was carcinogenic, according to most of the court systems and the rulings. Apparently that wasn't good enough because you can still buy it. So even though they know it causes cancer, it hasn't been pulled from the market. Why is that? Glyphosate weakens your immune system. It makes you more susceptible to disease. It has been proven to cause lung damage. COVID is a respiratory disease. Huh, what are the chances? Additionally, glyphosate messes up the beautiful helix of collagen and its ability to heal the body. Collagen releases important macrophages that destroy viruses, and it plays an important role in the immune system. So what can we do here? Well, number one, as far as aluminum goes, avoid vaccines. Look at everything you buy to see if it has aluminum in it, particularly your deodorant. Believe it or not, most of the bottled water now has aluminum in it. Fluoride or aluminum, you need to look. Very important. Also, you need to avoid pesticide-laden food, fluoridated water, non-organic tea, and antibiotics. Use a Berkey to strip the fluoride out of your water if you're dumb enough to actually drink out of the tap. Now, iodine is an absolutely essential nutrient in the human body, the importance of which cannot be overstated. By ensuring your amounts of iodine, your body will be less susceptible to absorbing fluoride. Melatonin and boron may help remove fluoride. Yeah, I'm definitely doing the boron stuff. That seems to be making a difference. But most people are there's such toxicity in most of us, and we don't realize it because the doctors, they don't know. They don't understand this operation. They don't know what's really going on, and maybe it's not their fault. Maybe they haven't been taught this. I don't know. But this is happening, and doctors refuse to address it. Maybe they're told they'll lose their license if they do. I don't know. If you wonder if you've got this nanotechnology, if you wonder if you've got this self-assembling crap in your body, there's a way you can tell, and it's pretty simple. Red grape juice. Can't be regular. It's got to be red grape juice. Or if you're a drinker, I'm not. Red wine will work just as well. Take a small sip, swish it around in your mouth for a good 90 seconds, and you will want to time yourself. Because believe me, after 20 seconds, you'll think, God, I've been still spinning my mouth 5 minutes. 90 seconds, swish it around. Do not swallow it. Spit it out in a closed sink basin or a paper towel and look at the fibrous forms that you just pulled from your body. Red wine, red grape juice. Swish a small amount around for about a minute and a half. Spit it out. Take a look. It may scare you. I'm going to warn you. It may scare you. But this stuff is in all of our bodies. I believe it is. I'm not the only one that believes that. But something else you can do, folks, turn your Wi-Fi off.